It's time to find out what's on the agenda for the Auckland Pride Festival.
Yes, the Auckland Pride Festival is coming to a close this weekend, and we've got a couple of special guests in the studio. Morena to Ramon, to Wake and Blaze.
Morena.
Kia ora.
Hi, team. Kia ora. Oh, I'm so exciting.
Excited, actually. The sun is gorgeous today, so I feel like it's just ushering us into an even more sunnier, fabulous weekend.
There's lots to talk about. Obviously, you know, we've had a month of beautiful Pride celebrations, but we're talking about Out of the Gutter, which is sort of the big street party which is going to close things off. Give us a little rundown on how that both of you have been involved, because you're performing, Ramon.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And Blaze, you're like co-producing the whole thing.
Yes.
And backup singing, and we just got the full rundown of the CV gamut before it. It's like, wow, how impressive.
We're called Ramon and the BJs.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
And you can interpret the BJs. However you choose to, it is autonomy.
Exactly. It's going to be a fun show.
But it's actually Blaze and John John. And so John John, who's our gorgeous other person who's doing the BVs, she was like, I've got a name for us. It's called the BJs. We're like, that works on so many levels.
That's wonderful.
Blaze, what's your role been in sort of putting, like, organising Out of the Gutter, and how have you found that process?
Oh my gosh. I am one of the co-producers of the event with our incredible executive producer and operations manager, Vic Walsh, and a member of our Ōpū Māori, Grayson Goff. And we have put this event together as a manifestation of our theme, Ngāuri E, which is a call to action to our communities to see themselves as descendants of a movement in connection to 40 years since the passing of homosexual law reform. And this event was an opportunity for our communities to come together and connect into the storytelling over the last 40 years. And as part of the lineup, we wanted to be really intentional about how we curate, I guess, a demonstration of queer excellence over the last 40 years throughout many different generations. So we have artists from this generation, and then from the last, I guess, like four or five generations of our communities. It's really, really special. And we also have many other parts of the event which allow our communities to connect in storytelling, for younger communities to see themselves reflected in the histories, and for our older communities to reminisce and to be honoured and remembered for their contributions to the movement over the last 40 years.
So beautifully said.
Atahua. It's been really special. Like, one of my favourite parts of this month and our corridor that we've had with people has been, you know, having that intergenerational discussion. And the theme this year, you know, so much reflection on, like, the whakapapa of this movement and what it means to everyone. Tell us a little bit about what's been sort of top of mind for both of you this month and what you've been reflecting on.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, it's the thing is, for context-wise, I haven't been on stage for 10 years. Yeah. So when Blaze, well, the whole situation just kind of organically happened. Let's just say that. We fell into it. And we've just went with it. And it's just been such a beautiful kind of exploration of community and identity and intergenerational kōrero, and just seeing, you know, people from my generation and the generation above me, the ones who really paved the way, you know, who bled for us, you know, and then the younger folk who are just like really exciting, and you know, it's just so cool to see everyone kind of come together during Pride in a really positive way, united way, an impactful way, intentional way, because the world is chaotic, right? And so we have to kind of be united and kind of unite and do the work together. I think that's really important.
Yeah. Absolutely. How does it feel for you to get back up on the stage after 10 years? Are you a little bit nervous?
I hated it before Christmas. Because when we talked about it, I was like, no, I've just got imposter syndrome, you know. All of the negative things you think about, most humans think about when they haven't done something in such a long time. But I had time over Christmas and New Year's to reflect, and we worked on the set, and I mean, I did an EP like 20 years ago, and you know, being a trans woman in the music industry is really difficult. And it was 20 years ago before social media, right? And now there's lots of queer, fabulous artists doing amazing things. But prior to that, it was like tapes and you take it to record companies and it was all very like old school. And it was tricky, right? And so I, lucky for me, I navigated into television and film. I've been there for 20 years. But, you know, 10 years since the last time I was on stage for Proud, which was another Pride organisation event. And, you know, bumped into this one. You know, and shared them with my music, and they were like, "This is it." So it feels correct, feels right, and it's just kind of unraveled the way I suppose it should have unraveled.
Gorgeous.
And I'm guessing we can expect some older tracks from you as well as some new stuff.
No.
What's the vibe?
No, it's all new. Like it's three new songs that I recorded last year, with Marie Sheehan, who's my fabulous producer, and. We just randomly went through my notes, right, my voice memos, and she was like, love this, love this, love this. And we went, let's do it. Got some funding, made three tracks, and then she was like, go and do whatever you want to do with it. And I was like, okay, and I just sat on it for a year, right? And because, again, it's that thing of like, I've been out of action so long, I feel fraudulent, all that yummy stuff that we, you know, do to ourselves. But then accidentally I bumped into these gorgeous people, and then they were like, that's what we're going to do. We're going to, right?
Yeah.
Kind of happen that way.
Absolutely. The whole event has been really kind of driven by the Wairua and driven by people who have felt called to the kaupapa. And at that point where Ramon came into our offices and played us this music, we didn't really have a concept for our closing event. And it was like a light turning on. And since then, it's just been such a humble honour to be able to realise Ramon's return to the stage in amongst this beautiful curation of queer storytelling.
I might just add that it was 9 p.m. I was a bit drunk. And so I was like, whoa! And then they were like still in the office. I was like, what are you doing in the office? And then it was just this thing that happened. And then it was like a blur. So the next day they were like, missed calls, and I was like, oh my God, what did I do? Did I get up to mischief last night? I can't remember, but it ended up being a really positive experience.
Happy accident.
Yeah.
Nice. When everything just falls into place.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so special. And I can imagine that, you know, having something like this that feels very connected to your artistry as a way to return to the stage, it's probably going to like relight that fire in lots of ways and make for quite an exciting year ahead, maybe.
Lots of people have asked me that question, and you know, I think with the year from making the tracks and having that year just to kind of settle into it, my whole idea was to do video clips and then work on an EP. But I have talked about an EP for 20, like 1,000 years, it feels like. But when you do something so intentional like this, and there's so much like around it, right? And it's just the community, it's queer, it's pride, it's all of those beautiful things you hope to kind of enter back into performance again. You can't help but swirl with inspiration, right? And so I'm really excited about what this year looks like. And yes, I will say an EP is on the table. You know, it's all exciting stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of sad that this is our last Pride coverage up here on Breakfast. And like, oh no,
have you had a good time?
It's been so fun. I've loved it.
So good.
Yeah, we had Buckwheat up last week.
Gorgeous.
I love Buckwheat.
She's a superstar.
Yeah. I'm excited for that performance this weekend.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of amazing stuff happening. For anyone just tuning in, we're talking about Out of the Gutter, which is the street party closing Pride this year, happening at Myers Park, 28th of Feb, the Saturday. From 5 p.m. to 9:30, free, all ages. There's like markets and stalls and performances. Oh my. It's going to be really, really special. I do want to take a moment to shout out the name Out of the Gutter, which has got a great story behind it, eh? I mean, like,
certainly does.
A shit story, but like,
yeah,
it's a great reclamation of that name.
Yeah. Well, we, and when we were planning the event, we'd put together, I guess, like a dream lineup with Ramon at the centre of that. We hadn't even reached out to anybody at this point, and we were kind of racking our brains about what to call it, like, oh, variety show, sunset variety show. I'm like, oh, God, that's so bloody boring.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's going to come to that. We need something that's like edgy and something that's visceral and excites people and might be slightly controversial. Yeah. And then I remembered about this performance I did in Night of the Queer in 2019 where I lip-synced to this recording of a national MP, Norman Jones, who gave this rally at the town hall. So in 1985, in the lead up to the passing of the Homosexual Law Reform Bill, the campaign against the bill was led by voices like Norman Jones, and he held a rally at the Auckland Town Hall in 1985, where he gathered his, I guess, like kind of super Christian voter base at the town hall. And they were in the stalls, and then there was a counter protest by the rainbow communities, and they filled the seats in the circle at the town hall. And he, at the time, said, you know, that gays belong in the gutter, and they should stay in the gutter and go back to the sewers where you came from. And then he commanded his congregation to turn around and look at the queer people behind them, and he said, turn around and look at them, but don't look too long, because if you look too long you might catch AIDS. And at that point we know that AIDS in Aotearoa New Zealand was just beginning to create ripple effects through our communities, and we were beginning to have people pass away. And at that point in 1985, homosexuality was still illegal. So from a public health response perspective, there was no community response to AIDS other than volunteer networks, and it wasn't until homosexual law reform passed in 86 that organisations like Te Tua Papamate Arekore or Aotearoa New Zealand AIDS Foundation was able to be founded in order to respond to these things. So, you know, comments like that at that time were extremely denigrating for our communities. And so with this event, we thought, well, here we are 40 years on, honouring our histories. Mm. And as a community who over many generations has a history of reclaiming terminology that has been used against us, as a source of pride and as a source of self-identity, you know, why not be a gutter slut for a night, you know? So we're coming out of the gutters, baby. And so that's why we named the event Out of the Gutter, as it links in all of those parts of that intergenerational storytelling element, and as a little bit of an FU to people who continue rhetoric against our communities.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, election year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Very everyone. Much so. Election year, everyone.
An election year. Register to vote, honey.
Yeah. That's the one. Hey, thank you both so much for coming up for a kōrero. So nice to hang out with you, and so excited for this Saturday.
Well, you're coming?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. I can't wait. Everyone, we're talking about Out of the Gutter, which is happening this Saturday, the 28th of Feb, from 5 p.m. onwards at Myers Park. Ramon Tawake is performing.
Yes.
We've got Buckwheat performing as well, who we talked to last week. A whole range of amazing performances, markets. It's just going to be a really beautiful celebration. Kia ora, kōrua. Thank you so much.
Kia ora, nice job, girls.
You just heard from an artist, organiser, performer, or another important person from the Auckland Pride Festival. Nice.